25 miles south of Miami, Dina Cobb has no idea how to prepare. She's a pastor's wife at First Baptist Church of Florida City and the principal of the church's adjoining school. But she and her family are not Florida natives.
Having limited or no knowledge of hurricanes, I just went to buy school supplies and just went on with life as usual. I really didn't think about it.
Nellie Greenewald, the treasurer of First Baptist Church, isn't giving it much thought either. The 74-year-old has lived in South Florida for 14 years without witnessing a hurricane. Still, her mobile home park is sure to be evacuated, so she makes plans to take shelter in the church.
No way.
Brian Norcross signs off just after midnight with some ominous advice.
What I want you folks to do is go to bed now and get some sleep. We're going to be on the air with continuous coverage here overnight, but I urge you not to watch it, because tomorrow is going to be a big day, maybe one of the biggest days in the history of the city.
Sunday dawns with clear skies, but the day is far from calm. Hurricane Andrew is less than 500 miles from the East Coast. Winds are at 120 miles an hour and climbing.
And the storm gets closer and closer to Miami.
At 8 a.m., Bob Sheets at the National Hurricane Center issues a warning for the coastline between Vero Beach on